Shalom Aleichem. Welcome, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayeshev, which this year is Shabbos Chanukah. It's rare that Shabbos Chanukah comes out on Vayeshev and not on Miketz, but that is the calendar now that we are in a year that's an Ibiyar. I'd like to share with you some thoughts regarding Chanukah, and specifically to begin with the thought regarding the current situation of increased anti-Semitism in the world, and in general, a time of great worry for Klal Yisrael. Part of the celebration of Chanukah and the joy of Chanukah is expressed by Klal Yisrael in Mo'ez Tzur. In Mo'ez Tzur, of course, only one of the paragraphs actually deals with Chanukah. It deals with the other periods that Klal Yisrael faced challenges during the Galus. We say, we talk about Klal Yisrael here with the title Shoshana. Shoshana is a rose. Where do we find, it's rare, that Klal Yisrael is referred to as Shoshanim, as roses, and here that's what's used to refer to the miracle of this time of the year. Matthew Solomon, says, yes, we find Klal Yisrael called Shoshana, of course, in Shir HaShirim, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, Kas Shoshana Ben HaChoichim, Kein Ra Yossi Ben HaBanais. The Klal Yisrael is compared to a rose, as a rose, Ben HaChoichim, between the thorns. So too is Klal Yisrael among the nations of the world. Rashi explains, Pshat, the Shoshana is Klal Yisrael. We have a relationship with the nations of the world where they're always poking us. They're always poking us like thorns. And on the other hand, and they also entice us to follow them. It's a contradictory type of relationship. On the one hand, they say we're terrible. On the other hand, they say that we control everything. In other words, at the very same time that is a hatred for Klal Yisrael, is a drawing of Klal Yisrael back towards their culture, which they enjoy. This is the situation of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael among the nations of the world is Kesheshana Ben HaChaychem. What does that have to do with Chanukah? Yivonim nikpitzu alai azai bimei hashmanim, uforetz v'choymes migdolai v'timu kol hashmanim. We say that Yivonim gathered against us, then in the days of the Cheshmanim, Uportzu Choymes Migdolai, the Timukal Hashman, they made the oil Tame, we know. Uportzu Choymes Migdolai, where did they break the walls of the towers of Klal Yisrael? Where? When? How? Meseftes Midas in Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, we find that there was a Soireg. A Soireg was a latticework fence that surrounded the perimeter of the Beis HaMikdash. And it says there in the Mishnah Midas, Ushloisha Esrei Protzeis Hayusham Shepirtzu Malchei Yavam. The kings of Yavam, the Greeks, made breaches in this wall in 13 different spots. Chazu V'Gadrum. Part of the miracle of Chanukah was that the Cheshmanim retook the Beis HaMikdash. And they fixed the breaches, these 13 breaches in the wall of the Soireg, of this wall that was around, it says there in the Mishnah. And the Gazru Kenegdom Shloisha Esrei Yishtachabayis. They made a Gezerah when Yidden went into the Beis HaMikdash and passed the spot where there had been a breach and it was now filled in. The minig was that you bowed at that point, that a Yid bowed at that point. It's interesting. What is the Soireg? The Soireg, it's a lattice work that's 10 tefachim high, 3 foot high, thin fence. What's so special about it? The Tosis Yom Tov there on the Mishnah Midas explains, Shenivne losseis mokim hebdol ben oivdei kechavim hanichnasim lispala beveis Hashem ubein Yisrael. It was the wall. It was the marker. It was a soireg, a 3 tefach high wall that separated. A non-Jew came to the Beis HaMikdash to pray or to bring his carbon, could only go up until that point. Beyond that point was limited to the Jewish people. So that Soireg was a mavdil. Now we understand why it was important to the Greeks to make a breach in this tiny little puny fence. Why? Because the Yavanim held that the Jewish people were not special. Part of Greek culture is the universal humanity of human beings. The fact that nobody stands out, nobody is different, nobody is special. Everybody should be in the same boat. And when Klal Yisrael has its own religious beliefs, that was a contradiction to the Greeks. And therefore the Greeks made rules against observing the Torah. So they made these pirtzis in the Sireg. We call it a chayma. Chayma sounds like a strong, tough wall. It is a tough wall. It's a wall that separates, it makes a statement that Klal Yisrael is different from the Umas HaOlam. And therefore, the breaking of this chayma and the rebuilding of the chayma is an occasion for Jews to bow every time they come there, to realize the fact that the Jewish people are a people apart. And so, on Hanukkah, we recognize the people apart of Klal Yisrael. As far as the Chayim is being delayed, they try to assimilate us. And Nasaneh Hashem Shanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle for the Jewish people who are suffering at their hands. The moral of the story is, V'yisam li kedoshim, ki kodesh ani Hashem, La'avdil eschem in ha'amim li'osli. We read in the Chumash that Klal Yisrael have to be kedoshim, and Hashem will separate us from the nations. Dr. Ashi, Im atem uvdolim mehem, hari atem shali. If Klal Yisrael will behave in a way and not assimilate, so we are God's people, Yisam l'kedoshim. Im lav, if not, if Jews will threaten to mix into the nations of the world, hari atem shalim v'chanesa v'chaveirom, va'avdil eschem in ha'amim, then God does things to make us understand that was separate from the nations, for those who don't want. So the Havdalah min ha'akum, the separation from the nations, the lack of assimilation, the resistance to assimilation, is dependent on the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. And in turn, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael is totally in being able to stand separate. Now we understand that in the Mokim Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Sayyek HaMavdil, there's a place of separation. The bottom line here is, that as a nation, as Klal Yisrael, we have to band together, be strong with each other, and strong in our commitment to Avodas Hashem. In that case, it's not necessary to have Va'avdil Eschem and Ha'amim, to have the nations of the world stand up against us. Persume Nisa we find three times. Hanukkah, the Arba Kaisis, and the reading of the Megillah. It's only Hanukkah that is done in a public way, that it's done towards the Shuk. Because Hanukkah is a time of an understanding of the separation of Klal Yisrael and Umas HaOlam. We are worried and concerned about the increase in the anti-Semitism among people who should be reputable people in the nations of the world. It's certainly concerning. There's little we could do about it directly in a confrontational way. What we could do in our Avodas Hashem is resist the temptations of assimilation, resist the parts of the culture that's around us that cause us to be kohem and to be proud to stand strong in the fact that we have our beliefs, our chizuk, our strength. Having shared with you a machshava, let me share with you a, we'll call it a dvar halacha, it's a sfasanis. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Rabba says, near Hanukkah is put mitzvah lahanicha betefach asmucha lepesach. Should be put in a tefach near the door. There's a dispute in the Gemara. We should be on the right side or on the left side. We paskin. When it's put by a doorway, it's put on this left side. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Sfasemis on the Gemara, he has a great passion. We have a rule, Kimin this avid b'chad mitzvah, v'sevid b'mitzvah achrida. We have a general rule that once you did one mitzvah with something, you should do another one. For example, we take the lulav and we use it to burn the chametz. Actually, in the Chok Yaakov, in Shulchan Aruch Tafnem Hesiv Katan Gimel, the minhag was to light the fires for the matzah using a lulav from the previous year. When you do one mitzvah, do another mitzvah. Magen Avraham, the beginning of Simen Chaf Aleph, says that people who wanted to use a string to mark a page in a sefer would use their old tzitzis. They would take it and use it. We know in the Beis HaMikdash, the Rav Loi Michnasei Kehuna, the old ruined clothing was used to make wicks for the menorah. Kimin desave mitzvah chada, lesebeve mitzvah achrina. So why don't we say the same thing? Once one doorway is a doorway for the mezuzah, it should be a doorway for the menorah as well. It's a gevaldige kasha. Certainly would seem to need a teretz. Rather than give you this first sentence as teretz, I leave you with the kasha because it's a geshmaka kasha to think about. When do we say kimin de ovid bei chad mitzvah lesever bei mitzvah achrisi? And when don't we? And so we get ready to light the menorah. We get ready to rededicate ourselves in a world that has turned its attention to the people that don't want attention. We just want to be left alone. And their attention is on us. And it reminds us that we're the Ama Nivchar, and sometimes it carries with it a lot of responsibility. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu find that Klal Yisrael is responding in a wonderful way to our current danger in Eretz Yisrael. And that the Achdus of Klal Yisrael stand for Klal Yisrael, that the danger from the Bnei Esav around us should be mitigated. Certainly, ma'at min ha'or deicha harbe min ha'chayshech. As we enter Hanukkah, we enter it with hope that we can draw closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during these times of challenge. Please, Hanukkah is going to be a day of celebration. 32 shuls in Flatbush and a similar number in the five towns have dedicated 10 a.m. Sunday Hanukkah to a period of saying Tehillim. Please be part of it. Take the first 20 or 30 minutes of your day before you go to what they call Hanukkah parties or Asifas for Hanukkah, Mesibas for Hanukkah, and take time to daven for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Sheva Eretz Yisrael. Let's be zecher to do Ratzon Hashem during this time of challenge. A good Shabbos to one and all.